A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. I am Kip Stube, and this is Live Talk.
And I'm Marvelous Mklanganya, who are broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. because of COVID-19, the coronavirus pandemic, which is currently ravaging the whole world, including Zimbabwe, where we've seen in recent days numbers rising up, with the Ministry of Health telling us that at the moment they are now 4,990 confirmed COVID-19 cases in Zimbabwe, with 128 deaths.
So now indications are that there are roughly about 1,927 recoveries in Zimbabwe. And when we look at worldwide figures, there are almost 21 million people that have contracted COVID-19. And then out of this number, 760,213 they have actually died. And in USA, according to Johns Hopkins University, more than 5.3 million people have contracted COVID-19, and 167,253 have actually died. We see that cases are going up in America and in Zimbabwe and other parts of the world. And we know that in China, there are two cities where they've detected COVID-19 in some materials that we actually shipped into that country from Brazil and Ecuador. This includes some chicken stuff and some shrimps. So which means that there are assumptions that the COVID-19 virus can actually stay on even plastic material for long, long periods. So, okay, Zulanda, but ngali jana, lapel kona, kuna ngapo ke ngemakaya. Yes, kloka kona pa ke motaba lwe COVID-19 lokunye ke okuhluphayo kwele Zimbabwe. Siyabona ukuthi khona manje nxa sikhangela siyabona ukuthi abantu abafika phose 5000 kwele Zimbabwe sebebanjwe COVID-19. Bese kusithi abafika phose 2000 sebasila, ukuthi ke njalo abanye sebalahlekelwa impilo zabo, bafika 128. Nxa sikhangela ke lokho ke kwethulwa luhlangothi lwezempilakahle. Nxa sikhangela ke emhlabeni wonke jikelele sokufika phose abantu 21 million asebehlaselwe COVID-19. Kuzokusithi ke phakathi kwenani lelo kulabantu abafika 760,000 asebebhubhile. Kuzokuthi ke eMelika sokulabantu ke abafika 5.3 million asebebanjwe COVID-19. Kuthi ke njalo khonapho nxa sikhangele kulaba idlula 167,000 asebebhubhile. So i-COVID-19 ingani iyatshasa kulokuzwayo. So nxa sikhangela sibili kungani emhlabeni wonke jikelele i-COVID-19 Marvelous kungani idlupheto.
Ai waku nawo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa tokuchingamidzai pano pa Live Talk, apo tiri kutsepfenyura tiri kumba pamusoro pedenda re-COVID-19 kana kuti coronavirus iro ratekeshera pasi rose tichisanganisira munyika yeZimbabwe. Parizvino gurukota rezveutano rinozivisa kuti pane vanhu 4,990 takuda kutosvika pa5,000 vanhu vabatwa nedenda iro reCOVID-19. Uyezve pane vanhu 128 vawanikwa ivo vachishaya kubva kuchirwere ichi. Asi pane nhaurwa dzitsvakare dzakanaka dziri kubuda dzichiti idzo pane vanhu vakabatwa nedenda iri reCOVID-19 vakawanikwa vachiri kunda. Vanhu ava vanosvika ivo 1,927 pari zvino. Tinoona zvakare gurukota irori bazi rezveutano vari kutaura ivo kuti nezuro pakawanikwa ipo pane 97 new cases, uyezve nevanhu 6 vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya nezuro. Vachiti ivo vanhu vakabatwa neCOVID-19 vanosvika 97 akange ari malocal cases avanoti ivo akabva mucommunity spread, kuti haana kubva nevanhu vaibva kunze kwenyika. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatiri kutarisa panguva ino. Zvakare vari kutaura kuti active cases ati dzikirei pari zvino pane vanhu 2,935 vawanikwa ivo vari kurarama nedenda irori reCOVID-19. Asi tombotarisa zviri kuitika pasi rose, tinoona Johns Hopkins University iri muno muAmerica inozivisa kuti pane vanhu 20 million vabatwa nedenda iri reCOVID-19 pasi rose, avanoti ivo maglobal figures. Uyezve 755,000 vawanikwa ivo vachishaya. MuAmerica matiri imo muno pari zvino mune vanhu 9.2 million vabatwa neCOVID-19, 167,000 vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya. Imo muno muWashington DC mandiri kutepfenyura ndiri mune vanhu 13,000 vawanikwa vachibatwa nedenda iri COVID-19, 594 vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya. Saka tange tiri kuzeya izvozvi uyezve tichizeya pamusoro pezviri kubuda panyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika. Apo nhasi taona mutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa vachidzinga vaFortune Chasi. Tichange tiri kuzeya nyaya iyoyi tichitarisa zvakare zvabuda kumatare. Apo taona Hope Chingono mutori wenhau achinzi adzoke zvakare kudare vhiki rinouya nemusi wechipiri. Kuti anzwe kuti chikumbiro chake chekuti atongwe achibva kumukumba chichange chitambirwa here Gibbs.
Kunjalo ke zuru kandaba siyabona kuti ke kule ndaba ezimangalisayo ekade zikhona namhlanje. So when we woke up this morning, you know, marvelous, we got the news that Fortune Chasi, who was the energy minister, had been sacked by President Emmerson Mnangagwa. So now reports indicate that he is linked to certain activities in the Zimbabwe Electricity Supply Authority and others. These are still allegations. And we know that apparently about 2 weeks ago, he sacked the board members of the Zimbabwe Electricity Supply Authority. And his target was mainly Mr. Sitin Gata, who was the ZESA board chairperson. He was actually an executive chairperson, a post that was created by the Mnangagwa government. So now it seems as if Chasi immediately called for investigations and put the matter before the Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission. And they appealed to them to actually investigate the matter thoroughly. So Mr. Sidney Gata is linked to some 5 vehicles that he was actually allegedly possessing while they belonged to ZESA. And then there was a gold mine, you know, in South Africa where some people were sent down there, according to, you know, the Herald newspaper. They were sent to actually sign certain documents for a gold mine trust. And then there are claims that there's some $10 million, which cannot be accounted for. It appears as if that money was actually used for a Christmas party. So this, according to the Herald newspaper as well. So now we know that Chasi has been replaced by Sota Jemo, who is the Mzalamani North Member of Parliament. So Zulukanda Bayiko Esukubona Kona Manje, Utumnuzana U Chasi, Fortune Chasi Ukati Pete, Ukacha Ulubona, Nyezomli Luga Ketsi, Use Kochue, Umangameli, Emerson Mnangagwa. Ukwanage, Abati Ngabe Wagwenza, Kotwage Singers Uti Kutulegangan. Swanege Ipepa Daba Le Herald, Libiga Utige, Ukanyage Uti Umzana, Uchasi, Wakocha Umsevenzi, kumbukumisa kancane okuzesa board yena umgcini sihlalo uSidney Gata oyetheso macala amaningi. So le Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission isingenele kudaba lolo. So iyaluphenya sibulokumangalisayo kule mali efika 10 million ukuthi ayibonakali ukuthi yasebenzani. Khanya imali le yasetshenziswa ke ukuthi kube le Christmas party. Kuzobuya ke i-gold mine trust kule South Africa ungani kuyahlupahlupha. Kuzobuya njalo le moto ezinhlanu okuthiwa ke zathathwa nguSidney Gata. So ke bese kubuya ke khona kukaChasi sizezwa ngokuya kwesikhathi. Xa sikhangela kugatsha lwezokulima uMnangagwa usecele udokotela Ensias Masuta ukuthi abe umphathintambo uthathe isikhundla sikaParents Shield. Kunjalo ke Mabulus.
Aiwa, tichange tiri kutarisa zvakare zvatamuka tichiona pamadande mutande sekutaura kwandamboita. Tamuka tichinzwa kuti mutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa vawanikwa ivo vachigadza wavari kuti iye vachatora basa rava Parents Shiri vakati siya munguva yapfuura. Vari kuti ivo pachange pana Dr. Anxious Jongwe Masuka vachange vari kutora basa irori rekuva ivo gurukota rezve yatingati Lands Agriculture Water and Rural Resettlements gurukota rezvevhu. Asi tichitarisa zvakare kuti nyaya yanyanyonetsa padande mutande yatamuka zvakare tichiona taona zvakare tichinzwa kuti vaFortune Chasi avo vanga vari ivo gurukota rezvemhando yemoto vawanikwawo moto wavo uchidzimurwa musi wanhasi. Vamuka ivo vachiudzwa kuti basa rapera, vamiswa basa nemutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa. Tichiona zvakare kuti pawanikwa ipo pachigadzwa vamwe vawanikwa vachinzi vatora basa irori regai tibva takupai vari kunzi hanzi Honorable Soda Jemo Member of Parliament of Muzarabani North, ndo vanzivo, ndo wakupuwa basa. Rangaraka batuwa ibo na vachasi, vachasi wa vawanzi aiwa parijino. Vamunangagwa vataura ibo mumazwi avo kuti maitiro avo avachasi. Acha kodziri kuti varambe vari gurukota rehurumende. Saka ndo zvangazviri kutaurwa. Saka tichange tiri kuongorora kuti zvii chaizvo zvangazvikuitwa navachasi zvazoita kuti vamunangagwa vawanikwe ivo vachidzimura moto wavo muzuva ranhasi. Saka zvizhinji zvatichange tiri kuziva ipo pano. Tichitarisa zvakare zvabuda mudare nhasi apo Hope Chimono anzi iye awanikwe achidzoka svondo rinouya kuti anzwe kuti chikumbiro chake chekuti abhadhare mari yechibatiso chichatorwa here, chichatambirwa here. Tichiona kuti nhasi mudare umu maudzwa imo kuti mutongi wedare vanga vasina masaisai kana kuti internet kuti vaverenge zviri padande mutande ramai Beatrice Mutetwa. Kuti mai Beatrice Mutetwa vakanyorei paFacebook zvavari kunzi ivo nedare zvinogona kuti zvizokanganisa nyaya yaHope Chimono. Saka nyaya idzi dziri kuitika panguva ino. Tiri kutarisa zvakare kuti hurumende yazivisa nhasi uno kuti kanzuru yeHarare yapiwa mukana wekuti ibhadharise vanhu zvinhu zvakadai semitero nemari yekunze yemaUS dollars, uyezve kuti avo vanenge vasina maUS dollars vari kunzi ivo ngavazowanikwa vachiwanikwa vachibhadhara mari yemarates vachishandisa rate iripo pamusiwoyo paauction market gives.
Yeah, so as we are speaking right now, Marvelous, there is a video about this Hopewell Chimono case. So let's listen to what the lawyers are saying about this issue concerning Beatrice Mtetwa. Let's just listen carefully.
Good afternoon. Just to give you an update on what happened today, we were supposed to have the bail hearing in camera, but it didn't proceed. There was an application by the prosecutors where they want to remove the lead counsel from the case based on comments that they are saying were posted on a page, Beatrice Mutetwa and the Rule of Law. So that case is still ongoing. The application is still ongoing, and we'll only be able to know the outcome of that application possibly tomorrow, if it's finalized tomorrow. So until that application is aired, the bail application is not proceeding. Thank you.
But what do you make of that application in the midst of your case?
Unfortunately, we will not be able to comment much because the case is still ongoing, sub judice. But just to reiterate that the Constitution says that any person who is accused of committing any crime has a right to legal representation of their own choice.
And that case belongs to
Is the media, I think you can also do your own investigations on that.
I am able to say I am not on my own.
So that's exactly what the lawyers are saying here, yeah, Marvelous. They're saying that this case is still sub judice, so they don't say a lot about what is going on. But the bottom line is that, they're accusing Ms. Mutetwa of allegedly posting certain issues concerning the case involving Chimono. So, but she's saying, no, that's not true. She's just being targeted. And before maybe we go deep into that, let's bring in the twin Spanda. I think she's got something to say about this case. So, okay, the twin, how are you doing?
How are you doing? Rai kubuhlungu kabi sikwamanya amazwe njengendawo yalumbuso wezano asihlalisekanga kahle siyafisa ukuthi sibuyele emakhaya.
Yes, siyabona njalo kule case nale enzakala eHopewell Chimono futhi naye
yo ibuhlungu kabi. So kuthi ukuthi eZimbabwe akulamalungelo ukuthi umuntu kumele aveze ukuthi there is something wrong going on, ungavele uveze lokho uyobulawa uyobotshwa. Hayi, kubuhlungu kwenzakala kwelakithi.
Ubona kana kumele kwenziweni manje?
Hayi, kumele upresident laye abe lozwelo labantu bakhe. Maye ngupresident wabantu akabe lozwelo labantu bakhe, abe ngumuntu wabantu.
Kwenzakala kolokho?
Ah, kwehlula kwelakithi.
Kaphetangani ma.
Angazi baba.
Yeah, posela kugcina kona.
angisazi ukuthi mina kwele Zimbabwe kumele kwenzwe kanjani nanku lamanye amazwe kafuna ukusisiza. So kumele maybe thina izizalwane zeZimbabwe siphakame sibone ukuthi singenzani, kodwa yeshi kunzima lapha.
Ye siyabangakhulukele Twin ungathela kusasa papayi. Ye lo-ke le Twin Spanda ungena khona pha kuhlelo, siyabonga okonye okwamagama. So what the Twin was saying is that the situation is tough in Zimbabwe, so she doesn't know what Zimbabweans are supposed to do. So I think she's going to hang around and then we'll be talking to her as time goes on. And then on another matter, you know, there are some four Zimbabweans who actually died in South Africa. We're talking about Simukai Ngwenya, Kubulani Chuma, Takanowa Chuma, and Jealous Muleyancube. So this guy is come from Mandimoni in Pinga. So they were actually drinking some, you know, some beer. You know, in South Africa, these days it's difficult to buy beer.
Making an illicit brew? What happened?
No, it's not certain what they were actually drinking, but somebody bought some beer for them, and the four of them actually died. So now the difficulties that the family is facing right now is taking the bodies from South Africa to Zimbabwe so that they can be laid to rest. So we've got a relative of the deceased who's going to tell us a bit about what is going on. So let's listen to what she's saying about the matter, because she says they can't afford to send the bodies home. Here she goes.
Salibonani Mahlabe Zulu, igama lami ngiTake Show and Love. Engikhulumela laba abashonileyo abebhinga, uSumkai Ngwenya, loKhumbulani Chuma, loTakoniwa Chuma, loJela Sincube Mleya, abebhinga eChisawu anda uSinamagonde Chief. Bachone kabuhlungu kakhulu abafo wethu sidabukile sikhonapha. UKhumbulani Chuma loSumkai Ngwenya abafikanga esibhedlela, bachona vele bengakafiki esibhedlela. Bathenga utshwala emuntwini owayehamba edayisa utshwala laye ngwebhinga. Ngeke simkhulume ngegama ngoba ubalekile vele asimanzi lokuthi ukuphi. Wabuya ebadayisela utshwala lobu esithi madoda utshwala buchiphile. Njengabantu utshwala buvaliwe, abantu into idlayo ungazwa kuthiwa nansi sikhona ngeke uzuyekele. Bathenga utshwala lobuyana baqala ugula ngabo 3. Abantu babezitshela ukuthi abafana laba banjani badakiwe, kanti abafana labana sokuyikugula. Bathi sebe-realize abantu sebebona ukuthi abantu laba sekuyikugula akusase yikudakwa, babiza i-ambulance yaphuza ukufika. Sasesidinga i-meter taxi leyana yathwalela izidumbu, yathwalela abantu laba esibhedlela. Abazange bayafika besaphila, basebeshonile esibhedlela. Laba abanye uJealous Mleya loTakoniwa Chuma bachonela esibhedlela, benjalo kulabanye abaphuza utshwala lobuyana. So esikucelayo manje lusizo olwemali ukuthi izidumbu zethu ziye ekhaya, ngoba abantu laba batshonele eGoli, bona basuka eZimbabwe ekhaya. Isisicelo sethu esisicelayo kakhulu ukuthi ongabe elokuphathisa sile account number esilayo umuntu angafaka kuyo imali ukuze abantu abashonileyo behambe ekhaya. Sile viki lonke sidinga singalali, zama ukuhlanganisa akuhlangani ukuthi abafi baye ekhaya. Siyacela kakhulu benjalo abafi bona labo bebelabantwana khona lapha eGoli. Manje ayi kunzima kakhulu, yi-lockdown. Akulo ukuthi singayenza njani, abanye abasebenzi. So yikho sesicela ke uZulu ukuthi ngabe kungaba khona ongaba lesandla eside asifakele khona imali, i-account silayo. Ma kukhona abalokufuna ukuphathisa, bengafonela inamba ikhona khona number esifonela kuyo kumane lami dabukile kakhulu singumdeni sinjalo sididekile imali zakhona azikho ama society sasijoinile ngenxa yo lockdown imisebenzi yaphela akulazimali ezikhona ukuthi abantu bakhiphe izimali lezi ezama society sikhiphile kusishotele lapho esishotele khona ukuze abafila bahambe ekhaya bayefika ekhaya sisekhala siyakhala kakhulu khona
phasazi. So that's a relative of the deceased. So she's appealing for help, you know, in whatever way, because they're saying that they don't have money to actually ferry these bodies back home. So she actually mentioned the names of the people that are affected and they belong to the Chuma family. So it appears as if it is the case that is facing this family. So they are appealing for help, marvelous, for people to actually assist them. So over to you.
Aiwa putanga tiri kunzwa kubva kumhuri yekwachuma vari kukumbira iro rubatsiro rwekuti vaendese hama dzavo kumhosha dziri kunzidzo dzakashayikira kusouth africa saka ndo zvimwe zvatiri kukurukura ipo pano asi nhau huru yatiinayo inyaya yecovid-19 kuti kwamuri ikoko kwakamira sei panyaya iyo yedenda recovid-19 tichitarisa zvakare zvatamuka tichiona yatingati breaking news yatamuka tichiona muzuva ranhasi apo taona mutungamiri wenyika vaemarson munangagwa vachidzinga ivo vafortune chasi vanova ivo gurukota rezvemoto kana kuti ndo zvakare vanowanikwa ivo vari mugurukota rinotungamira bazi rezesa tichitarisa kuti nyaya yemagetsi yanga iri kunetsa munyika asi toda kunzwawo kuti nhasi mukutaura kwedu zvii zvinoreva kudzingwa kwavachasi pabasa iri vanga vari kugona basa here zvii zvatingaone zvichitaurwa nenyanzvi kuti zvaitika kuti tizoona vachasi vachimiswa basa gibs
marvelous I spoke to Lindwe Zulu who is the international relations committee chairperson of the African National Congress about what is going on in Zimbabwe and she maintains that there is a crisis in Zimbabwe but at the same time the Zimbabwean government is saying there's no crisis because Zimbabwe is not on the SADC agenda, is not on the African Union agenda, and therefore there is absolutely no crisis. So now, while I was talking to her, she actually indicated that, of course, there are some ministers who have actually said certain bad things about her, that is Zimbabwean ministers and some ZANPF officials. But her concern is that there should be some kind of stability in Zimbabwe. She says Zimbabwe is unstable. So let's listen to the interview that I did with her. So that is exactly what Lindiwe is saying here. She's saying, you know, Africans have got a solution to their problems.
African
so in this
solutions.
Case, yes, so in this case, the ANC is going to help, you know, ZANPF in coming out with a very good solution. So over to you.
Apo tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kuna muzvare Lindiwe Zulu varivo vari ku South Africa ve ANC vachitaura ivo kuti vanoona kunge pane zvinetswa asi vachange vachitivo ANC ichashanda nezanupf kuti vawanikwe vachibuda nechisungo chimwe chete kunyangwe ndandiri kuedza hangu Gibbs I was trying to listen to Andebele
So I hope that I actually translated correctly from what she said. But, you know, very interesting take there from Lindi Wezulu. We know that she also had issues with the former president, the late president Mugabe. Remember when she, you know, she got actually mentioned by the late president Robert Mugabe earlier on before he, you know, he passed away, because she had a big role to play in the Zimbabwean situation and was really hands on at that time. Over to you.
Yes, so we know that there is a SADC summit on Monday. And indications are that, you know, Zimbabwe is not on the agenda. According to the Minister of Information, that is Mrs. Monica Mtswangwa, Zimbabwe is a country that is not facing any political problems. So she's saying these problems that are being mentioned are things that are being created by some political malcontents, as they put it. So now even the president himself, Mr. Emmerson Mnangagwa, is saying that these people are dissidents. So, but people are saying, no, they are trying to make sure that there's democracy in Zimbabwe, but things are going the wrong way. So now we hope our guests are going to join us shortly so that we can discuss what is happening in Zimbabwe with them. So now let's try to call one of our guests who's actually listening to talk to us right now and see whether we can actually proceed with the nature of the discussion that we have. So it appears as if the guest is not yet ready. We'll wait for him to come aboard, and then we'll talk to him. Over to you, Marvelous.
Aiwa, apo tanga tukuona tukunzwa kuti parizvino pane maboka akadai seSADC. Ari kutaura iwo kuti pane mameeting achanga ari kuitwa munguva dzinotevera. Asi takaona iro vhiki rino amai Monica Mtswangwa vachitaura kuti hapana problem kana kuti hapana manetswa ari muZimbabwe, zvekuti Zimbabwe haisombori paagenda rezvichakurukurwa kumusangano iwoyo weSADC. Tichiona zvakare mutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa vachitaurawo kuti muZimbabwe hamuna kutyorwa kwekodzero dzevanhu, vachitotaura ivo kuti pane vanhu vari kushanda nevanhu vekunze panyaya dzekudaidzira kuti pave nezvirango zvakatenderwa nyika, uyezve vachitaura ivo kuti pane vanhu vari kutoshanda vachiita sevanhu vanopfurukidza mwero panyaya dzeZimbabwe, vachiti izvi ndo zviri kushungurudza panguva ino sekuona kwavo. Asi tichiona varwi vekodzero dzekutyorwa kwekodzero dzevanhu vachiti ivo pane zvakawanda zviri kuitika munyika zvinofanira kugadziriswa, uye vanga vakatarisira kuti nhuma dzakauya munyika dzakabva kuSouth Africa munguva yapfuura, idzo dzakasangana nemutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa, kuti dzaizokwanisawo zvakare kunge dzichisangana nemamwe mapato anopikisa nemamwe atingatai maorganization akazvimirira, ma-non-profit organization akazvimirira, kuti nyaya iyi izeyewe kuti pane kutyorwa kwekodzero dzevanhu here kana kuti kwete. Asi hurumende iri kuti iyo hapana kodzero dzevanhu dziri kutyorwa pari zvino, uyezve nyaya iyi haisi kuzoturwa kana kuti kuzeyewa kuSADC summit inenge ichiitwa munguva inotevera. Gibbs.
Yes, so we've got another tape, Lindi Wezulu talking in English. Let's listen to what she's saying about the political crisis in Zimbabwe.
The president is the one that will receive the report back from the envoys, because terms of reference are given by the president himself, as he is the president of the country. Remember, he is the president of both the ANC and the country. And from where we sit as an interfaithful relations subcommittee, the president will do what the president thinks is necessary for him to do from a government point of view.
Thank you very much. So we still remember that you once one of the people who went to Zimbabwe when then President Robert Mugabe was presiding over Zimbabwe, and there was a political crisis then, and now it seems as if there's also a political crisis in Zimbabwe. So as ANC, what is your view of the situation in Zimbabwe?
We've already said from an ANC point of view that there is a crisis in Zimbabwe that needs us from a party political angle, as the party liberation movement, ANC, plus ZANU PF liberation movement. It's important for us to engage with each other and go back to what has been happening in the past and how we got to where we are right now. And then be honest and be frank about what is it that we need to do to help the situation. Zimbabwe is our neighbor. We cannot close our ears and eyes to that. But what we think needs to be done is for both parties to be frank with each other about what is happening in Zimbabwe, and we take it from there.
So do you think that there's a solution in sight to what is happening?
Absolutely. There can never be a situation without a solution. It might be just the time, how long it takes for us to deal with it. This is Africa. We've always said as an ANC that as Africans, we must find solutions to African problems. And as a political party, it's our responsibility to continuously engage until we are comfortable with the situation there and feel that, you know, we are proud of what is happening, we are comfortable with what is happening. So engagement is almost synonymous with us as South Africa. We've been there, we've gone through that. Where we are today because we engage until we go to where we are. Same thing will happen with Zimbabwe. From a party political angle, we will engage, but at the same time, as we said so, we will respect the other processes of engagement by President Cyril Ramaphosa. He sent envoys there. The envoys will come back and report to him. We will leave that to the president to deal with when the envoy gives him a report.
In your view, were the envoys supposed to engage some other stakeholders and not President Emmerson Mnangagwa?
I cannot be the one talking about that because the envoys had a brief with the president and the envoys have to come back and brief the president. So I don't want to get into that space because we, as an ANC and chairperson of the ANC International Relations, we respect the process that the president has started and I'd like to meet with it there so that the president is given the chance and the opportunity. But also on the other hand, also Zimbabwe and the president of Zimbabwe must be given that respect between the two of them as president of two countries. I'm sure they will engage with each other and help us through to the next level.
So that is Ms. Lindiwe Zulu. She occupies the position of chairperson of the ANC International Relations Committee. She was talking to Studio 7 there, marvelous. So basically what akulumayo lapha ukuthi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa lo umongameli Cyril Ramaphosa kumele bazilungiselele ukuthi balungise udaba leZimbabwe. Ungangena khonapho uRisesi Lobaba weZANU PF Wellington Moyo, kuta kubeka kwa nabu marvelous.
Aiwa, apo tangatiri kunzwa kubwa kuna Mshware Lindiwe Zulu, vashitaura iwo kuti iwo se bature ANC, vashawani kwa vachikurukura ni bature ZANU PF. Asi, varu kutaura iwo kuti vanu wona kuti kuZimbabwe, zvicho kwa dipari zvino, kuna kumira zvakanaka, asi zvino zvinogona kukurukurwa. Pakatipe bature ANC ne ZANU PF vasofunzwa apo ne Studio 7 kuti munoona kuti iudzo nungwa dzanga dziri kufa dzanga dzapinda muZimbabwe dzaifanira kuona vamwe vanhu here taona mai Mzvare Zulu vachitaura kuti havakwanise kunge vachitaura panyaya iyoyo sezvo nhumwa iyi yakabva kumutungamiri wenyika yeSouth Africa vaSiru Ramaphosa zvinoreva kuti nhumwa idzi dzakaenda sekutumwa kwadzanga dzaita dzikanonzwa zvanga zviri kuZimbabwe kubva kuna vaEmmerson Mnangagwa dzikadzokera zvakare kuna vaRamaphosa. Saka pari zvino vari kuti pambowanikwa ipo pachipuwa ari kudzwa kuti pazeyewe nyaya iyoyi pakati pevatungamiri vaviri ava vozonzwa ivo seANC kuti zvii zvakabuda kunzwa kune vakanga vaenda senhumwa kuZimbabwe vozodzoka zvakare vachitaura kuti poitwa sei. Asi Mzvare Zulu vari kutaura kuti ivo sebato reANC vachange vari kushanda nebato reZANU PF kuti zvechokwadi zvavari kuona kuti nyaya yeZimbabwe pane manetswa aripo anofanira kugadziriswa. Gibbs.
Yes, Lobaba lapha ke esasilaye ubaba uWellington Moyo ukubandla neZANU PF. Baba Moyo, sakwamukela njalo kuhlelo sori kuhlupha kangaka. Yes, so akusho ke ukuthi siyabona ukuthi iSADC izama ke ngamandla wonke ukuthi iyenze umhlangano ngomvulo futhi iZimbabwe kayikho ku-agenda. Kuhamba njani indaba ukuthi ingekho iZimbabwe ngoba ngayi ku-agenda? Bebeyakhuluma ngakhonokho okuhluphayo kwele Zimbabwe abantu abathi ihlupha ngakho. Ungangena khonapho sitshele ukuthi kuhamba njani ngakhonokho ukuthi abantu bathi bayahlukuluzwa kakhulu nguhulumende webandla leZANU PF. Kume njani khonapho bamo?
Tunoka manje ngokungabi khona kwesadiki sokukhuluma ngaleso kwenziwa umhlangano ngoba yonke into ndizabe ndizayibona ukuthi bazokhuluma bakhulumayo kodwa kwamanje ayikho into esingayitshela umphakathi ukuthi reason wayo noma kwenzakalani okuhlukunyezwa ngabantu kube lokhu esikhuluma ngoba ukubanjayo mhlawumbe ngathi sembusweni ngekukhathala ukuphendula abantu. Abantu kube abezwa babekhuzwa. So ma bekhuzwa bengizwa kuba nzimayo yokontrola umphakathi dube njalo ngeke sibayekele abantu bebhizine lokhu esinakho dube esimeni esinzima esingaka. Okungawuthi manje sinomkhuhlane wekorona abantu kabezwa uma kuthi wahlala nezindlini yakona dube. Yikho esingabe sikhuluma ngakho dube kanokuthi hhayi abantu bengakhala bebahlukunyezwa kodwa ukuthi bayabekontrola dubeuthi noma singayinikeza i-DC party ngeyoi noma singayinikeza i-DC sibhatalizwe. Izabe isikhontrola kodwa manje dube endleleni beyisikhuzi yabona dube phela ngeke ukuthi ukhuze abantu ukuthi ngenane engiza dube ngeke ubangenze ngomthandazo amkuyamele ubakhuze dube njengoba amazwe onke ekhona ukuthi i-South Africa lakhona liyastrayika liyakhuzwa ligejeti yabona dube.
Yes, yangizwa kakhulu ngokuthi sithinge-ke ubaba besicela ukuthi angene khonapha enkundleni size ukuthi singamthola yini. Sibona ngani sizamthola kumba so simthole ubaba usikhumbuze umlalazo. Ubaba ungayindawo khonapho. So we are trying to talk to Mr. Sikhumbuze umlalazi. He actually said we should call him and find out what is really happening in Zimbabwe from him. So he's one of the people who is always contributing to this show. Mr. Mlalazi, welcome to the program.
Hello, how are you?
No, very fine. Sithole usondele simle phone yakho ukhiphe la ku speaker phone sixoxe briefly ngokwenzakala kule Zimbabwe baba. Yeah, so sondela ku microphone yakho. So ke baba Sikhumbuze Mlalazi, briefly ngesikhiwa, what do you think about what is happening in Zimbabwe? We see that Zimbabwe is not even on the static agenda. While people are complaining bitterly that it should be on the agenda, you know, for one reason or another. What do you think is the case here?
There's only one point from my end to say, it is mounting beyond the top list of the agenda in SADC. Expect our neighbors or the SADC as a region to then decide for us to human beings, because really we are in Soviet state, and I believe that our leaders have the capacity to then sit down. Because if you look at it, when it comes to election, the old rats, everybody wants to be elected to be a leader. Why can't they do use the same spirit to rush to say, let's go and solve the problems of our country instead of looking to foreigners to come to our rescue? Let those people who rush to election rush to solution today, because we are just an embarrassment. Harare is just an embarrassment. All I would say, first of all, we seem to be stalling at this moment before we can then sit down and the world to listen for us. We need to, first of all, do the introspection, because I think all these people are moving for SADC to be our rescuer. They're just confused. Myself, I'd rather listen to Zimbabwean people to solve Zimbabwean problem. That's the only way we are going to have better Zimbabwe. Because if you have a marriage, if you are having a problem with your partner or spouse, if you invite a foreigner or a third person, the solution will be just temporal. Once you come back together, we start again. Someone will say, well, because of that person, I ended up coming to this agreement. But then I'm saying, Harare, then start the problem of Zimbabwe, and we stop getting of the tribalist again.
Yes, kwena ukufaka ngasi ndebele khona kungamasichana sibini ukwazi ukukhuluma ngakho lo mlalazi.
Yeah. Into enhle ukuthi sindebele ngasifunda esikolo ngibakhuluma nabukisana kodwa ngizozama sindebele namhlanje ngithi mina ukubona kwami izwe lakithi abantu bagidimela ukuthi bangene kuleyo nto abayilwisayo. Ukuthi zonke zona zesimazo namhlanje. Akuzesikhalela ukuthi ngabe iSADC ibe yiyo ezinkuzela kithi leZimbabwe. Mina ngibona ngani ma kulungisela umthetho lokuthi ngoba siya ku-2023 uzobona ukuthi indlela abasukuma ngayo futhi ngabe bayabanga ama-leaders ethu. kanti kwaba njani ukuthi basebenze the same lowo moya ngalwani izile naliyani ukuthi makuyokuma-electives basebenze lowo moya namhlanje sinenkinga zevela kithi asisukumeni madoda siyositala phansi nenkokhele khona ukulungise udaba oluhlupha abantu bezimbabwe ngoba isadaki ungakhangela i-South Africa i-South Africa manje ungayikhangela isisakade makuthiwa yiyokhokhela isadaki abantu bakithi e-South Africa ngale bathatha njengobaluvaluhasa basithathe njengabantu so ayikho nje into kumesibhekele abantu evele e-South Africa nabana abantu abe-South Africa abantu nje nabawaneinkinga zabo kungamelanga thina sikhangele kuzo ngiyabonga.
Yes, Kolobambe Kolobongayika Chana. I think we're joined by another guest, and that is Miss Barbara Tanyanywa. Tanyanywa, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Gibbs. How are you? How are you?
We are all well. And tell us, what do you think about what is going on in Zimbabwe? Briefly, very briefly.
That thing is very depressing in Zimbabwe, and I think most of the people, most of the world is now aware that there is a crisis in Zimbabwe, despite the fact that Mnangagwa keeps on denying, Mnangagwa and his ZANU-PF, they keep on denying that there is a crisis. It's always like that. When people, maybe a couple is fighting, there's always the one who is wrong, who always jump to say there's no problem, you are okay. Whereas the victim will be silenced, even if the victim wants to speak out, the victim will be silenced. That's what happening in Zimbabwe now. We are seeing members of the opposition party, MDC Alliance to be specific, being arrested, being harassed, tortured, and also members of activists of the civil society, they also are being harassed. Journalists are being harassed. Everyone else is being harassed except the MDPT. We are so much worried why the MDPT is not even touched, and yet it's an opposition party. We are saying Mnangagwa should come out in that denial conflict and admit that there is a crisis in Zimbabwe. Hospitals are not functional. People are suffering. The poverty is rising every day. Workers are complaining. They are not getting what they want. They are supposed to get. There is chaos in the industries. There is chaos in the economy. There's no money in the banks. You know it. There are so many, many, many problems that, when a president of a country stands there and then starts saying there's no crisis in Zimbabwe, I found it to be very, very upset.
Thank you very much.
It's really...
Yeah. Thank you very much. Marvelous. Maybe chip in there.
Meno kana mai Tanyanywa vari kundinzwa vataure nezva kutaura kwavari kuita kuti vari kuona sei zviri kuitika muZimbabwe pari zvino.
Ndinotenda mazvina zviri kuitika muZimbabwe zvinorwadza marwadzo chaiwo ekuti zvinhu hazvina kumira mushe muZimbabwe. Aunongova mamiya mamire nerongo. Vanhu vari kutambura, tiri kuona vanhu vari kushungurudzwa, vanhu vakada kuti vataure vari kunyaradzwa. Tiri kuona hurumende iri kushandisa COVID-19 regulations kudzvingirira vanhu, kumbunyikidza vanhu kuti vasataura zviri kudhunha dzavo. Tiri kuona vanhu vari kusungwa, vanhu vebato rinopikisa zvikuru sei reMDC Alliance. Tiri kuona vanhu vari kusungwa. Tine vanhu vanosvika 167 vakasungwa kubva musi wa28 July kusvika nezuro. Domestic achiwa iye mudzimai wemunhu wemutungamiri weMDC wekubhiru akanga aenda achinotsvaga murume wake kumapurisa achibva asungwa. Saka ndo mararamiro ari kuita vana veZimbabwe. Macivil society, maactivisti vari kushungurudzwa. Vatori nevatapi venhau vari kushungurudzwa. Saka nyika haina kumira zvakanaka. Zvinongotifadza ndezvekuti nyika yose yakuziva kuti muZimbabwe mune dambudziko. Tinoona chero nehashtag iri kuitika iri kuendera iri kuti Zimbabwe lives are not
vanhu vazhinji vakuziva kuti muzimbabwe mune dambudziko anongani emasoni munangagwa nevanhu vake vezanu vari kuramba kuti muzimbabwe hamuna dambudziko. Naizvozvo ndikutarisira kuti munangagwa angebuda pachokwadi abvume kuti akonewa, nokuti ukatarisa chero maministri zake ese ari kukonewa, ministry of finance ari kukonewa, ministry wehealth ari kukonewa, ministry wesocial welfare chaiyo ari kukonewa, nokuti vanhu vari kutambura, vanhu vatambura, vanhu vari kunonga sose nemuromo makina.
Yes, let's get to the ZANU-PF member who is here, Ubaba Wellington Moyo. Baba Wellington Moyo, weweza vanhu vakhuluma akwaphendo kulapho singakayi kuba umlalazi kubeka khona bamnumzana.
Okay, ngiyakuzwa Dube lapho endlela okukhuluma ngakhona baba wami. Abantu ukhona nomunye isiyona ngiyasizwa kancane ethi abantu bayahlupheka banokutambura. Ongangokuthi ukuhlupheka kubhek Africa yonke, ongababuza khona into elidiya khona bahlutshwa yini ke. So thina njengathi singapha lathi sobuya sibheke okwethu ukuhlupheka singeke sibheke kwabanye amazwe. Kukhona omunye laphana obawabaleka futhi wakhuluma ngathi lathi ngathi kunokuhlukunyezwa kwabantu. Lapho ngathi to mhlambe bayabotshwa, for example ukhona i-journalist eke yabhala something wrong, understand, after that ma uyitya i-follow up uthole ukuthi lo muntu ubhala izinto ezingekho, and uthi uyanotice again ama-opposite parts Dube, they want to treat by as a king, like ama-king bafuna ukuthi umuntu engenza noma yini ayekelwe kanjalo njengakuzwa mhlawumbe engabotshwa, understand Dube. Oye abakhuluma ngakhona kuqonde khona ukuthi bafuna konti ungathiwa lakho umuntu wakhona efuna uziphatha njengentandane ukuthi ngoba engakhuzwa kuyathiwa ngoba sehlumeza intandane, kodwa kufuze ebenothise-ke abantu kwala kuthi into engeke izenzekekele kuthi abantu bazifollow the rules and laws, imithetho yonke into, understand Dube. Yabonga Dube.
Ye, so-ke kodwa-ke abantu bakhala bathi vele akula nto elungileyo elizweni, wena uyatho ukuthi hhayi abantu abaningi babhekana nezinto ezifanayo emazweni athiyeneyo, kodwa abantu bezimbabwe bathi abantu babotshwa mahlayana nje baba Moyo. Kuyini okwenza ukuthi abantu bephonge ukubotshwa nje? Sokungani kwakhumbuza isikhathi sekugrawundi, so khonapho-ke yikho kuhlupha abantu ukuthi bathi a-a okwenziwa libandla le-ZANU-P F kubi kakhulu. Phendula khona kusizo baba.
Yebo Dube, yikho konke engikushileyo ukuthi abantu ama-opposite party kakhulu ababotshwayo bengabotshwa abantu labana ne bafuna ukuthi bephathwe ezikama-kings and queen yabona kanjalo. Kanti i-whitelist thina siyabopha noma ngubani Dube, Dube umuntu ophula umthetho uyabotshwa Dube. I-freedom of speech ikhona Dube ne, kodwa into esingayivumeliyo yile yokuthi umuntu akhulume, ngeke nze ngikhulume lelo gama, mhlawumbe ngathi mhlawumbe afake nenhlamba le-unrespect into ezifana nalezo kuba ngithi ilizwe likhululekile Dube, kodwa into esiye siyifuna ukuthi abantu bengajoka benze yonke into Dube isifane kulungilele, kodwa bekhuluma isiqiniso abantu. Manje there's another journalist engathonde ngeke ngifuna ukumqamba nangegamuti, ubebhala into ezingekho Dube, abhale noma yini at the end masithi akubantu bayakulandelela. Abona anti babona ukubotshwa komuntu kungakwazi ukuthi there's a story behind, understand. Asimangi journalist ziyabhala whatever ezibhalayo ngepolitiki, ipolitiki ibhalwa game like kodwa kababotshwa why zibuze khona lokho they must injani kona bayabona umuntu ebotshiwe sesithi yeye uyahlunyezwa ngithi ngibona mhlawumbe bafuna kuyekelwa kube semahlangeni amangazi, kodwa bona abantu nje behlale besazi ukuthi umthetho ngumthetho Dube. Nami nginje ngabotshwa manje lizothi hayi sebotshi nawo. Ngiyabonga Dube.
Yes, what Mr. Moyo is saying is that is a law, so people must follow all the laws in Zimbabwe. And this is some journalists are writing fiction, per se. So now, let's turn to the other guest that we have here. So, okay, Baba, we are going to talk about Bakuluma. Bakuluma is going to be a good thing. Since it's Baba, it's your mama, it's your mama. So ukubona njani khonokho okhulunywa ngumoyo mama Tzaneng?
Ngiyabonga Dube, yazi mina kuyangimangalisa kakhulu ukuthi ngizwe ubaba uMoyo ekhuluma embambatha iZANU-P F kangaka, and engithemba ukuthi ubaba uMoyo ekhonapha lapha khona unezihlobo eziningi kakhulu ezafayo zibulaya iZANU-P F. Into ayaziyo le ukuthi iZANU-P F iyabulala, and siyabazi abantu ababephambili kungebhuprawundi ngumnangagwa noperensi kili lofileyo. So ukuthi umuntu uvikele ibandla ngenxa yokuthi wena ibandla lakho uyadla uyasuthe ebandleni nalelo, kodwa izihlobo zakho zidubeka, mina ngibona kuyinto edanisayo kakhulu. Gives kanti ngenxa yokuthi abantu bambambatsala kukungani abantu bonke laba abotshwayo bebotshela into ezombangazo bephuma bengelacala
ujobo wangabotshwa waphuma engenatyala, wonke umuntu wabotshwayo gibs, wonke abantu asebeke babotshwa baphume kuthiwa ngabanamatyala, kodwa bayahlukuluze emakoti, bancitshwa amabheyili, bancitshwa nokudla ukuthi balethele ukudla, bancitshwa nezinto ezifudumalayo, umqando kunje ubhodola kunje, bancitshwa ukuthi bagqoke into ezifudumalayo. Bese umunye umuntu yanasayithuthe esithi khona abantu laba babambanisa bamele babotshwe, kanti abantu bezanu laba baphambanisayo, for example singayikhathana uminista we-health lo waxotshwayo lo, indaba elokhu ephansi wanikwa ibheyili ebotshwe njenganamhla kusasekuseni, wavukeli ibheyili wasa njalo kuye ekhoti, wahamba after 2 hours esingazake sikubone, wahamba nemota yakhe imali yayisiredi keshi futhi 50,000 nokuthi wayeyithethe ngaphi. Kanti kungani kuthiwa khona abantu balamacala bayabotshwa, kodwa abantu bonke abalamacala ezi-one p f siyababona bahamba free? Umnangagwa engena wathi yena ufuna ukubotsha iziganyi zonke ezazigomboloze uRobert Mugabe, but esikubonayo ukuthi iziganyi zakhona ezazigomboloze uMugabe lokho ziphandle. So kulezigani ezigombolozele uMnangagwa kugoqela imuli yakhe, abantwana bakhe, laye uMnangagwa ungibona lisela elikhulu, kodwa lokho bephandle. Kanti indaba kubotshwa abe-opposition
ye khonapho-ke ungathi lisela, abantu bathi no kasiyosela ngoba kazame amiswe emthethwendaba. So ke ume khonapho, siyabuka kuwe Barbara Tanyanywa. Sike sizwe ubaba Umlalazi. Baba Umlalazi, so we hear that from the ZANU-PF perspective, there are no issues at all in Zimbabwe, nothing, none. But do you agree with that, you know, kind of perspective?
Okay. Politicians, they put their own language that they use. Again, before I go to that, before I touch that, I want to say to my, whether it's a sister or my mom, Barbara, it's so nice to hear a voice of a lady standing up and, you know, getting out of the crowd and saying something. But it's something that, you are now defending your own interest. You are defending your party. And Ubaba Morongane is also defending his party.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little bit of a confusion to someone like me who doesn't participate in party. So we are mixing up our interest in the MDC, our interest in ZANU, and we are going to be able to do it. So Nina, I just remind that Ubaba Morongane is a problem. So, so, I'm not going to be able to do this. I'm going to go to the hospital.
Yes, so what Mr. Mlala is saying here is there's need for peace, if I'm not misquoting it. Says there's need for some kind of, you know, talks between all the parties so that there could be a permanent, or let me say, some kind of solution to Zimbabwe's problems.
Namai Barbara Tanyanyiwa MDC Alliance uyezve navamoyo vezano PF asi vamulalazi vari kuti panodiwa kuti vanhu vataurirane pawanikwe paine runyararo ndo zviri kutaurwa navamulalazi vachitaura ivo kuti vateerera zvanga zviri kutaurwa nemapato ezvematongerwo enyika asi ivo semaonero avo panodikanwa kuti paite pakutauriranwa pakati pemapato aya powanikwa ipo paitwe runyararo.
Yes, so sikhuluma nobaba wezano PF lapha sizwa ukuthi nxa sesikhangela konke khonokho okwenzakalayo baba Wellington Moyo uzwile lapho baba Mlalazi ukuthi ngcono likhulumisane likhumisane umlota ilizwe leZimbabwe liphumelele kungenzakala yini khonokho baba Moyo.
Kube ngiyabonga ubaba Mlalazi ngoba seze waphendula iqiniso ubaba Mlalazi wabatshela futhi engiseli ngibatshela khona ukuthi ngaphandle kokukhumisana umlota yikho enye into esingayikho esingaya kuyo. Enye into Dube angazi mhlawumbe zizoyibeka kabi mangathi I think there's another party ziyadingeka ukuthi zibe nabantu abadala abazobazihlanisa phansi ukuthi yes makhona into erong akuhlale phansi kukhulunyeke kanjalo beyibeke kahle angithi uyabona ngendlela abayithatha ngakhona usuke sebeyithatha fast or kanjani. And another thing intathe ngisho ukuthi bona basuka bebheke iproblem kanti lawo bamaphathi anayo abi problem yabona tu. But anything niyabonga inkokheli zonke ezikhona namagesti akho nje wonke akhona ngiyabonga Dube ngangenza abakomenta ngakhona ngizo improve facing improve akhona baba.
Kodwa ubona ngani kungalungiswa yini abantu bahlale phansi bakhumisana umlotho kulungiswa konke okuhlupha?
Kungalungiswa ke lokho Dube singakuthi siyakuvuma futhi siya welcome.
Kungathatha isikhathi esinganani ukuthi kulungiswe bona ngombono wakho si?
Sokungathatha isikhathi ngoba Dube the real thing ukuthi okwamanje into ekhona siyabe singathembani ukuthi ngempela i-show ngoba uzathi ukuthi siyalungisa izinto kathi omunye ukukhona after khona understand because kuyasokufuza intshintshe lama-rules imithetho esikiyo ukuthi okay ngoba amabandla la mabandla anama-rules ayo so kunaminye imithetho lathi kuyamele siyikhansile ukuze sihambelane ngoba asihambelani because of ukwenza kwethu angithi labo laba balama-terms and condition up nathi sinama-terms and sokufuze sikhiphe amanye nathi sikhiphe amanye sibone ukuthi ayabhasa and then okay can move forward kanjani.
So, Mr. Tanyanyiwa, can there be any reconciliation between all these feuding parties?
All right, there can be reconciliation. Maybe first of all, I would like to maybe to talk about what Mr. Mlala has just said. I am the special spokesperson for the MDC Women's Assembly, so I speak on behalf of MDC. In the MDC, we represent the people, we represent the majority, we represent workers, we represent women, we represent men, we represent youth. So what I'm saying here is the problems that are affecting the majority of the Zimbabweans. So I will not be shy to talk about representing MDC because that's what I am. And to blame us, to say we are just like ZANU-PF, he also has got his party, of which I know, I can even guess which party belongs to. No one is neutral in Zimbabwe. The moment you say you are neutral, it is a lie. There's no one who is 30
seconds, neutral. 30 seconds, Mr.
Anyone. 30 seconds. Then go to the question.
Yes.
We as MD, we have a position already. We are ready for negotiations. We are saying we want a transitional authority whereby all the people, all the parties are included, not the political parties, but we want everyone. We should not leave anyone, no one behind, just like what the SDG goal is all about.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, our time is up. Sorry, there's no extra time, Zimbabwe. We have to end the show today on that note. We wish to take this opportunity to thank our guests, Mr. Skumbuzo Mlalazi,
a political activist, Mr. Wellington Moyo, who is a ZANU-PF member, Ms. Barbara Tanyanyiwa, who is also a political activist. Signing off is Gibbs Dube in Maryland, saying good night, Zimbabwe.
I'm Marvelous Mpanganya here in Washington, D.C., broadcasting from my home because of COVID-19, the coronavirus.